Amrav Nosson. Am attraction lo hikriu bo chachamim ikilithnim ikilachutz. In the first Beis HaMikdash, when they had the Amatraxin, which was an Amor wide, right, between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Chachamim were not Makriya whether it were, had the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim started from its outer facade, or it had the Kedusha of the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim started from the inner facade. And that's why they made two Parochos in the second Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Maskif Loravina, my time. Ilay Mamishum Dixiva Habayis Asher Bona Hamela Shlomo Lashem, Shishim Amma Orkovi Esrim Rachbo, Ushloshim Amma Komoso. Right, we're describing the first Beis HaMikdash, so it says that the length of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim together was 60 Amas, 20 Amas wide, and 30 Amas high, Uksiv. Barboim ba'amo hoyo habayis hu ha'heichol lifonai, and it also describes the heichol of being 40 amos, which left 20 amos for the kodesh hakadoshim who v'ksiv v'lifnei hadvir esrim amo orech the esrim amo rochot, and before the dvir, in other words, farther in was 20 amos by 20 amos. Of the Esrim Amma Komaso, and 20 Amas high, and the Gemara explains, the Chorav White says it should be 30 Amas high. It's only 20 Amas, that was either from the head, the top of the Kruvim. The Kruvim were 10 Amas, so it was another 20 Amas from above that. It was 30 Amas though. The Lo Yadin and Amatraxin, Imehani Esrim, Imehani Arboin. Lemaisa, the Amatraxin took up some space, took up an Amma. And yet it describes the whole thing was 60. And there was 20 and 40. So it couldn't have been 20 and 40 space because there was an amma of wall. So the question is, was that wall in the 20 amma space or that wall was in the 40 amma space? V'dil malome hani esrim v'lome hani arboim. Maybe not. Maybe it wasn't in the space at all. Maybe when it said it was 60 of space. 20 of space and 40 of space. But it wasn't counting the walls. Was only counting the spaces. Okay, so there was a 20 amma space and a 40 amma space and an amma that was not counted of either of things. It wasn't in the 20 ammas, it wasn't in the 40 ammas. It was separating between them. Right? Below me, honey, I'm by the chalola kochoshiv. Koslim lo kochoshiv. Right? The Gemara considered, the Pasuk considered the, what's it called, the spaces and not the total area. Just the total area of empty space, not the total area if you measure from the outside. So there was a 20 amma space, a 40 amma space, total 60, but it really was 61. And that one amma was not part of the 20 amma space, it wasn't part of the 40 amma space. It wasn't Kodesh, it wasn't Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was in between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Teva, and I'll prove to you, that wherever the Chol Heicha, the Kochoshim, Koslim, Choshiv Lei, wherever it measures, it, what's it called? Chashiv Leili Didei. Wherever it measures the walls in the area, it mentions the walls. In other words, if it doesn't mention the walls, it's not mentioning the wall in the area. It's only mentioning the empty space. Disnan. We'll see Rashi till here. Traxin. Lashon Pnim V'chutzu. Rashi says that Traxin is Lashon of Chutz and Pnim. Because it was part of the outside and inside. Kachra Isi B'tamni Rishalmi. Track is inside and sin is outside. Tosa says that track sin means truku goli, that it uncovered truku goli. Sin is from Sinai, and it covered up it covered up the luchos that were given at Sinai. It was the mechitza that separated and divided between the luchos that were given at Sinai. That's what Tosa says traksin is. So dvir hi ha mechitza. The dvir is the mechitza. Lifnei ha dvir chol beis kodesh kadoshim shu lifnim min ha mechitza. So the mechitza that separates between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim is called the Dvir. Kachoshev lididei, lemokam ha-mechitza, levad min ha-shisha. And maybe, what's it called, the Pasuk is only telling me the empty spaces, but not telling me how, why the mechitza was that separated between those empty places. Okay, and the proof is from these psukim, that whenever it mentions a wall, it mentions the thickness of the wall separate than the thick, than the area of the empty place. Where do we see that? Dishnan haheichal mea al mea berum mea. The heichal itself in the second Beis Hamikdash was 100 by 100 and 100 amos high. Kosel ulam, the wall of the ulam, okay, was chamesh, was 5 amos thick. The ulam achasasre, and the ulam itself was 11 amos wide. Kosel haheichal sheish. The arco, what's it called? Then the wall of the heichal was 6 amas thick. The arco arboim ama, and it was 40 amas long. The amatraxin, and then was the amatraxin, right? And right, the chaf ama base kachi akadoshim. The 20 amas was the, what's it called, was the area of the kachi akadoshim. Kosel haheichal sheish, and then there was what's it called, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim there were little rooms all the way around. So the wall was 6 amas thick, the hatar sheish, and the little room was 6 amas wide. The kosel hatei chamesh, and then the wall of the little room was another 5 amas, right? So therefore you see that when it measures areas, it measures the wall separately. So maybe over here the same thing. It's not the, that amatraxin was not part of the 20 or part of the 40. It was almost smack in the middle between them and separated between an area of 20 and an area of 40. Therefore it did not have the kedusha of the heichal or the kedusha of the kodesh hakadosh. Right? It was somewhere in the middle, in a twilight, the ben hashmoshes kind of thing. Rashi, kosel ulam, kosel hachitzo, lamata rochav hayisod vayiskofa ulamala migova kipas apesach ovi achoma sheolad kuf ama. Right, the kosel haulam, which was the outer wall of the whole heichal, right? Because this was the ulam, was the vestibule that went into the heichal. So this was the mamish outer facade of the wall of the binyan of the mikdash. When you got into the azara, well, there was no binyanim, there was just a wall around the a wall around the azara, right? But the wall of the actual mikdash itself started with the ulam, and it was what's it called? Went up 100 amas. Levad rochav kipas acholo shu yud yalef ama levad rochav kipas ovi achoma. Right, and all of this was in addition to the thickness of the walls, both in height and in width. After the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, in the what's it called, there was rooms all around the Heichal, right? Those, that was called in the Pasuk the Yatziah, and Chazal's Lashon is called the Tar. Okay, so the what's it called, so therefore you see that when it measures area, it includes the thickness of the walls separate than the area itself. Same thing over here. Okay. Ela kedushase ikilifnim ikilachut. Right? No, enochanam. That was the shaila. The shaila wasn't part of the kodesh or part of the kodesh kodesh. It was mamish something separate. The question is, what kedusha did it have? Did it have the kedusha? Did the Kodesh HaKadoshim have 21 amas, one of them solid, and 20, what's it called, empty? Or did the Heichal have 41 amas, 40 of them empty and one of them solid? Right? Was this an extension of the 40 amas of the Heichal, or was it an extension of the 20 amas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's the shaila. What kedusha did it have? The Hainu Dom Rabbi Yochanan, boy Yosef Ish Hutzel, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan reported, that Yosef Ish Hutzel asked the following question: Udvir besocha bayis mipnima, Hachin Lisitain Sham Es Aron Bris Hashem. It says that the Devir was in the Bayis, Mipnima, right? And there it was prepared to put the Aron Bris Hashem. So Iboyalahu. So his Shiloh was the following. Hechi Kamar. What does that mean? Kra. Udvir Besocha Bayis Mipnima Hachin Lisitain Sham. Read it all together. The Dvir was inside the Bayis, Mifnima, right? And that's where you put the Aron. So the Dvir, which is the outer facade of the Amatraxin, was, what's it called, was inside the Bayis, meaning that the Kodesh HaKadoshim started with a Amma of solid, and then 20 Ammas, and space, and in that space you put the Aron. Oh, Dil Mahachi Kamar. Udvir Besoch Habayis. Udvir Besoch Habayis Mifnima. That the Dvir. One second, which one is the. They'll ask you which one is which, because some are saying. Hachi Kamar Kra. Mi Amrin Hachi Kamar. Udvir Besoch Habayis. Mechitza Asa Shematsekis Besoch Habayis. The Dvir, which is the Mechitza, was put inside the Bayis. Mafnima Hachin, Lifnim, they also Mechitza, Hechin Makum Chalala, the Izminu Lase Shamis Ha'arum. Alma Dvir Gufei, Lab Mitushas Pnimo Alma. The first way is that the Dvir was in the Bayis. Bayis over here means the Hechel. The Dvir was in the Hechel. And beyond that was the place where the Arun could be. So that means that the Mechitza itself was part of the Hechel. And beyond the other side of that wall, in other words, the inside of the wall of the Dvir, which is the Amatraxin, that's the place where the Kodesh HaKadoshim could be. If that's the case, then the Amatraxin was outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was the end of the Hechel. Or not, or Dil Mahachi Kamar. Udvir Besoch Habayis Mifnima. The Makom HaDvir Gufei Mishal Pnimu. The Dvir was inside the Bayis. But also Hechin Lesito Sham, also Knisa Sa'arav. And in that place where the Dvir was, that's where the space was set aside for the Aron. I obviously couldn't put the Aron in the solid wall, but in the space where the Dvir was, that's where the Aron was supposed to be. Okay, so that's the Shaila. How to read this pasuk? Does the what's it called? Does the Dvir right go on Besoch Habayis Mipnima? Does it go on the Mipnima? The Dvir was also Mipnima. Or no, the Dvir Besoch Habayis, period. And Mibifnima, is there a comma? Is there a comma here or not? If there's a comma, then the Bifnima doesn't go on the Dvir. It goes after the Dvir, which was Besoch Habayis, meaning in the Heichal, then the space after that was the place where the Aron could go, which means that the Dvir itself was part of the Heichal. Or no, it's what's it called, it's all one thing. Udvir Besoch Habayis Mipnima, no comma. And the Dvir was in the Bayis, in the inner part of the Bayis, meaning the Kodesh HaKadoshim part, and the space that Dvir was part of was made for the Aron. Even though the solid part, obviously the Aron couldn't be. So that's the Shaila. Okay, so Mar says, Umi Mesapkele. How could there be such a Shaila? L'chora, that means that the Shaila is how to read this pasuk. Do you read the Dvir and then the Mipnima goes back on the Dvir, or is a comma and it's separated from the Dvir? Does the Mipnima describe the Dvir or not? Shmar says, Batanya Ishi ben Yehuda Omer, Chomesh Mikros, Batorah Eilam Hechla. Ishi ben Yehuda said that there are five psukim in the Torah that don't have a Hechra, you don't know how to read them. Right? You can read them with a comma or a period, right, and divide them into two, or you can read them where they're run on. In other words, you don't know if words in the psukim go back on the beginning of the pasuk or go to the end of the pasuk, which is exactly l'chora the same shaila here. And none those five don't include this pasuk. So l'chora, if this pasuk is a sixth, why didn't it say there were six psukim? That's not the shaila. That would be the Shaila, then there would be a sixth pasuk. Tomorrow we'll see which the five psukim are, but it's one of the five is not this pasuk. That's the Shaila. Ein lan hecher Rashi, but das hechon heinotin, to know which way the words in the pasuk go, either back on the beginning of the sentence or together with the end of the sentence.